So I guess I need to put the donut down in the break room then.
Yeah, it's probably a very wise decision for all of us.
Why are our weight and our exercise habits becoming indicators of success?
There's really two big reasons for that. As we talk about the corner office and the CEOs, just like our roles have gotten more grueling and we're not working those typical 9 to 5 hours, leaders, it's been the same kind of demands. So their jobs have become more 24/7. So there's a greater demand for physical stamina and ability to have high energy at all times of the day.
And recruiters are actually thinking about this.
Absolutely, because it's a demanding job, more 24/7 kind of job. Now, the other element of it is perception. As leaders' roles today have become more global and as media has intensified, they're doing many more media-related interviews, whether it's just a YouTube video that goes over the internet or it's a CNN interview to talk about the performance of their industry or their respective company. They're much more camera-facing, and so the need for them to be camera-ready matters more.
So in other words, if they're more fit, then we think they're more in control, they've got their act together, they're going to be a good leader.
Exactly. I know that sounds crazy, but it's exactly what we do. Oh, you know, Joshua, he's in good health. He clearly cares about himself and his appearance. He's disciplined. He's focused, manages his time well. All things we'd want him to do while he was here.
Does it filter down to other levels of supervision and management too?
Absolutely. So for every single person listening to this, this research applies to him or her in their job.
And whether you want to maybe move up to that middle level or you want to move up to the corner office from a
manager. You just want to get a job. People are being looked at through this lens. I had a good friend of mine, Gary, and really, really smart guy, sharp guy. And Gary was a little bit overweight. And every time Gary would go into interview for one of these senior healthcare jobs, turns out he wouldn't get the job. Finally, Gary said, I think I'm just going to lose some weight. Gary lost about 75 to 100 pounds. Looked great. About a month later, got a job. I don't think that was an accident. I think people get discriminated against under the radar. It's not something we talk about much, where we say, oh, that person was 50 pounds overweight, so we're not hiring him or her.
Well, you can't say that, right?
You can't say that. But I think it happens a lot more often today than we think it does.
Yeah, so what do I do with this data in my everyday work life?
Think about you for you and yourself and say, can I improve my health? And will that help improve my position in the organization? Get a workout routine established or improve your eating and your dieting. I know that's easier said than done, but this is definitely something that you want to have on your workplace radar. It matters.
That's Brandon Smith. He teaches about leadership and workplace culture at Emory University's Goizueta Business School, and he talks with me most Fridays about working. Thank you.
I think I'm going to have to put down the donut.
Yeah, me too.